Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Sacrifice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn, please, this evening to the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter 2:5 says, "You also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." Listen to the easy-to-read translation of this. It says, "You also are like living stones. God is using you to build up a spiritual house." Did you know God's working on a building?
Yeah.
And He's not building it out of bricks or blocks or timber. He's building it out of us, you. When you see unsaved folks, you should think building materials. Right? That's right. You, talking about me and you, you are to serve God in this house as holy priests, offering Him spiritual sacrifices that He will accept because of Jesus Christ. We are to offer sacrifices to our God. What is a sacrifice? Well, a sacrifice is something that cost you. In the Old Testament, their wealth was not in dollar bills. They didn't have paper currency per se, and certainly not plastic. So much of the people's wealth, they were an agrarian society, and your wealth was in your livestock. Many parts of the world is still that way today. People's wealth is assessed by their cattle, and their sheep, their goats, their camels. And when you took your bull and you sacrificed him to the Lord, you brought him to the altar and you killed him and you laid the body on the altar and you burned it and it went up in smoke. It cost you something, right? It cost you the bull you just gave, and it cost you the calves that he would have gendered, fathered in the future. It cost you the bull and his future. Right? And you see situations where sometimes they offered 1,000 bulls. They'd offer hundreds of lambs and calves, and it cost them something. It'd be no different than you giving your car or giving half your house cost is cost.
Right?
Right? And the something that I'm seeing the further I go is that we have developed groups of what I'll call no sacrifice saints. What do you mean by that, Brother Keith? Well, they are glad to take all you will give them. And they are glad to go to any meeting and any seminar where they can find out how to get more and how to live better and how to be free and how to prosper, how to be healed, how to be filled and thrilled. But I've seen just in the past, 20, 30 years, I've seen too many situations where it appears people missed God because it was time to do something and the Lord gave them an opportunity and called them, and it was time to sacrifice. It was going to cost them something. It was time to turn loose of some things and lay down some things and give up some things in order to do what was before you to do. And I've seen person after person struggle and delay and not do it. And years later, still, and become unhappy and unfulfilled. Friend, it's going to cost you something to be a real Christian. Do you believe that? Go with me to the book of Luke. The book of Luke and the 14th chapter. How many believe we ought to look at all the verses in the Bible? Not just a few we've marked on healing and prosperity. Luke 14 and 26. Luke 14, 26, Jesus said, "If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he what? He what? He cannot be my disciple." He cannot be my disciple. Do you want to be his disciple? Do you want to follow, not just believe in him and trust him that you're not going to hell when you die, but also be a follower of his in this life and find and follow and fulfill his plan and call for your life? Well, he's saying in order to do that, you can't love anybody or anything, including yourself, more than you do him. And the very next verse, he starts talking about it's going to cost something. Verse 27, "Whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." He's talking about cost. 28, "Which of you intending to build a tower sits not down first and does what?
Counts the cost,
whether he have sufficient to finish it." Now, friend, you'll find this. Don't try to think about somebody else. Think about yourself. If there's anything that you have wanted for a long time and just have not achieved it, have not reached it, have not gotten it, and year after year goes by and you don't get it, you don't achieve it, you don't have it, this is the answer. So many times it's just a matter of not willing to pay the cost. It's going to cost you something. If you want to be the best at football, it's going to cost. I don't care how much natural talent you got, it's going to cost you something.
Right?
You're going to have to push harder than other people do. You're going to have to practice more. You're going to have to stay with it. If you want to be successful in business, you can't just think about the cars you want to buy and the house you want to live in and the vacations you want to take. You don't get rich by dreaming about the stuff you want. Oh, everybody wants the stuff. Everybody wants to be able to do what they want to do. But few are willing to pay the price that it takes to get it and do it. Again and again, you'll see people who are successful in an area are envied. And one reason they're envied is because people want what they have. They want to be able to do what they can do, but they're not willing to pay the price they've paid. They're not willing to sacrifice. How many believe some things are worth the price? Yes. There are things that are not just worth, well worth. Well worth any sacrifice or cost to you. Keep reading this. He said, "Who will not count the cost to see if he's got enough to finish it?" Verse 29. "Lest haply after he's laid the foundation, is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him." Verse 30, saying, "This man began to build, but he was not able to finish." This describes thousands upon thousands of things that people started and never finished. They started and never saw it through to the end. They quit. Why? Because, oh, well, they're happy, they're excited about it, but they just launched into it without any commitment. And then when the time dragged on and it was requiring more and more of their time and money and effort, and it didn't just happen in 2 weeks, People quit. Why? They were defeated before they ever started. Because they didn't pray and come before the Lord and seek Him to see, am I supposed to do this? Are we supposed to have this? Are we supposed to accomplish this? You know, as having oversight of the church here, and the church in Sarasota, the projects that we do, this Word Production Center. I didn't think about this on Tuesday and announce it to you the following Sunday. Why? What do we got to do? What should I do? I should seek Him. And I should see if we're supposed to do this. It's not just a matter of can we believe for it. If He tells you to do it, you can believe for it based on He told you to do it. How does faith come? See, there's a problem of folks trying to do stuff by faith, with their faith. We're just going to faith it out. Faith in what? That's faith in your faith to get something done is not enough. I said it's not enough. This is the Lord's work, right? It requires His involvement. It requires His provision, His wisdom, His direction. He's not obligated to provide for and accomplish just anything you and I dream up. Any wild idea we come up with. We're to go to Him. When we think we're seeing it, we look at it some more. When we think we're getting settled, we pray about it some more. Right? And we check it again. How many know if something's the plan of God today, it'll be the plan of God tomorrow. Hallelujah. And next week. And next month and next year. He doesn't change. And then we should count the cost. What's it going to take to do this? Try to get some kind of idea. How much time? How much money? And be prepared to dig in and work and believe and do what you need to do as long as you need to do it. And when you encounter, I didn't say if, when. You encounter something that challenges your mind or your body or your finances, you don't just start crying and go, why is this happening to me? No, you counted the cost before you ever started this thing. You knew you were going to have to persevere. You knew it was going to take some time. Are you listening, saints? Yeah. And so you will hang in and you will stay in.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love's Sacrifice, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.